Today, we are broadcasting from Gadigal land. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this country and elders past, present. We extend our respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people joining us tonight.
Are you ready to get hot? Very hot. Very Abby. Australia's cheeky bestie. Abby Chatfield is about to turn the heat up.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast. Sorry.
That's alright, you got your phone on, that's okay.
Sorry, I was watching Pippi Boxer's.
What's he doing?
Just getting a makeup done by her daughter, I think. Very cute.
Oh, she's cool.
Cute.
Pippi Boxer's very cool. Shout out to The Fox and Melbourne.
Love Pippi Box.
And Boxy.
Obsessed.
And Favola.
But guys, you know
and
what?
Nick
fun
Cody.
Show. We had a really fun Naughty After 8:40, but I know what you're here for, so let's just play Billie Eilish now.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
What's up? I'm Billie Eilish.
Billie, you're here down in Oceania. You just finished New Zealand. I've seen some TikToks of the show. It looks incredible and so emotional and exhausting.
Yeah.
Everyone is obsessed with it. Like, it's been my entire For You page. How's it felt for you being back on tour down here after a big hiatus after COVID?
Oh my God, it's so nice. I've been missing Australia too. Like, this is one of my... I feel like I've only had good times out here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So really good times.
Yeah, I've been excited to come back. And having not been able to do a show for almost 2 years was, like, really scary.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Just, like, because of all the things in my life that I love and feel are who I am and what I want to do, like, performing is the thing that I'm, like... This is stupid, but, like, made for, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's what I like the most, and the way that I feel the most, like, is how I don't even know how to describe it, but...
What, we feel like the most authentic self, or where you, like...
Yeah, it's, like, the most me, it's the version of myself that I want to be the most. So without it, it was really hard. I, like, lost I was. I was like, didn't know what the hell to do with myself.
What did you do with yourself?
I don't know. I did a lot of stupid things. I was just lingering.
Yeah.
Lingering. And just, this is what I was doing.
And indefinitely as well.
Yeah.
Not knowing when you'd be back on.
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing 77 shows this tour.
Oh my God.
I know. I complain about five radio shows a week, babe.
That's a lot
of shows.
Like,
oh, 2 hours a night's too much for me. How are you not going to burn out? Is it because you feel the most yourself when you're touring?
Yeah, because the show itself, especially the show I'm doing right now and this year, is the best show I've ever done. It's like my favorite show I've ever done. Mm. It's so fun. It's so good, if I can be honest. Like, I'm really judgy on the stuff that I do, and like I feel so proud of this show. And I feel proud of myself, and I feel really good about it. And it feels, I mean, it is exhausting. So there was a period of time in like the end of this like European run that we just did. I was a little burnt.
Yeah.
But then I was home for a second, got to kind of take a breath,
start
over, and then went to Asia, started up again, and then I only had a few shows out there, and then came here, and I feel good.
You feel good.
Yeah, I don't feel burnt.
How do you recover in between different cities and different countries? Like, what do you do for yourself? Do you meditate? I read in the Rolling Stone article you hate silence, and I do as well. So I'm like, what do you do?
I don't know.
I
just, like, exist. Like, the only way to, like, get through everything is just to get through it all, you know?
Totally.
Yeah.
And I read in that Rolling Stone interview that I loved. It was so amazing. I was like writing notes on it, being like, this is so incredible. And you said that, you know, you didn't really get a childhood. You said you wanted to do kid shit, and you get to do kid shit. And I'm wondering if you'll make space to do kid shit maybe in your 20s later on, you know? Like, I'm wondering if you'll try to do what you've wanted to do when you were younger that you couldn't because you were just working so hard.
I mean, I got to do kid shit. I think that I might have sold myself short a little bit there because I had a great childhood. I really did. It's just that I didn't get to do like teen shit, really.
Yeah.
That's more
which
what
is
it
the
was.
Most fun shit.
Which is a very specific thing that I didn't really do. But also, I don't know if I really needed to. Now that I get a little older, I'm like, I don't feel that maybe I missed a couple things and like wish that I could have, but what I got to do was way cooler than what I could have done.
That's the thing, isn't it?
You know?
Wow, but, gratitude queen.
Yeah, but I but like I feel that I've been talking to a couple friends about this recently of like getting older and becoming more yourself. Mm. I feel like is truly all it is just getting more and more like yourself as a kid and like as you were when you were younger. Like I feel like the more myself I become, the more my like old self I become, which is interesting. I feel like I'm going back to who I was in a way while being the person that I am now. But I think like the older I get and the more I just like grow up and change and things and like I just feel like I was talking to a friend about this the other day of like we feel like we're like coming back to who we used to be and it feels really good, but it also feels new. You know?
It's like an authentic,
it feels really good.
Reinvention of who you were before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Yeah. Hot Nights Podcast.
What's up? I'm Billie Eilish.
So, did you see recently Paris Hilton? I can imagine you can't go out. Like, you don't go clubbing, do you?
That's not really who I am.
You don't like it?
I just don't do it. Why? I like it every once in a while, but... I'm not a partier. I'm not a
right. I have a plan for you though.
But I love parties though.
Okay.
I do love parties. Okay. And I love dancing and I love, you know, being in crowded rooms and hearing loud music, but to an extent. I'm not trying to be out.
Why? Just off it? Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's just not. First of all, I don't really drink. You know, when you're kind of in that environment, I love it and everybody seems so fun, but like when you're sober and everybody else isn't,
it's not that fun.
It's pretty lame.
Not that fun.
It's pretty pathetic. Yeah, it does suck when you watch
everyone and think, wow.
The way that like I feel embarrassed that I'm not because I can't because I'm like, you guys really, whew,
yeah.
If you knew how you were acting. But I also like, I like the vibe. I like the vibes. It's fun.
Okay.
You know, I like to dance. I like to have fun. But like, yeah, I just need it in moderation. I'm not gonna be out every day. I'll go to a party like once every couple months.
Yeah. Do you ever feel like you don't want to be Billie Eilish anymore, and you can just go out and just
go I
on
do
like a Tuesday?
Wish that, but I don't. Can't really do that. I don't know where.
Maybe
I,
you can.
When could I do that?
Maybe you can because I think. Do you see Paris Hilton in disguise with a wig
no,
on?
Oh, did she do
okay,
that?
Okay, so she went to like some festival in a disguise, and it was so good that someone was hitting on her, right? And in that week, because look. I'm like a little iota of a chip of sand compared to you in terms of like profile, right? But people get photos of me and I just...
Right, you got that. Yeah.
I got a little bit something, you know? Girl. Okay, and then that week, I was out with my friend and they had a wig on. So I stole the wig and I ended up dancing in the gay bars with a wig and sunglasses on and not one person asked for a photo. So if you want to borrow that mullet wig, maybe not that color because it's too similar to your hair color right now, would you consider it, do you think?
Yeah, I've thought about it. I feel like the thing is though, like I have, there's parts of my face that I can't get away from.
The eyes?
The eyebrows and the eyes. Mm-hmm. Because I'm telling you, like I've been in situations where I'm wearing nothing you'd ever think I would wear. I'm wearing a full hat. You can't even see my hair. I'm wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm.
But all you can see is my eyes. Mm. And people, it truly freaks me out because I'm like, I couldn't look less like me right now. Mm. And I'm in the doctor's office. Why would you expect me here? Yeah, I'm like in this elevator and this girl just walked in and she was like, oh my God, Billy. And I was like, what the fuck? Why? Like, I just don't. It freaks me out. And it's like, bless your heart for being such a, like,
the vibe
is
so strong
that you know that it's me.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, it's you. But how? I don't get it. I just don't get it.
So a wig wouldn't help. Or
but,
like a sandy
but I think maybe if I got
Greece.
Some, like, eye contacts.
Maybe.
Or covered up my eyebrows.
Some special effects.
Yeah. I think the special effects are where it's at.
Yeah.
Like, maybe if I changed my nose, I'd be pretty in good shape.
Yeah. Maybe just too pretty. I don't know.
Girl,
it's like
shut
no,
up.
No. All your features are so nice and distinct.
Oh my gosh,
distinctive. I know.
Stop.
I have one more question. My favorite song from the album is "Your Power."
Oh,
it's on repeat.
Thank you.
It's on my Spotify.
Oh, that makes me
on repeat
happy.
It has been. It's absolutely incredible.
Thanks.
When you wrote it and when you released it, were you kind of a bit nervous to do this kind of f- you to these men in power or people in power that take advantage of people they shouldn't.
I wasn't worried about offending them. No, I wasn't. But I was worried that it might not, people wouldn't necessarily like get it, really, because it's a very specific topic, and I think that there's a lot of times when, for instance, like I have this ongoing thing that irks me, and I don't know really what to do about it. Where like I'll put a song out where I'm saying something that I really think needs to be said.
Mm-hmm.
People are like, sick song. Anyway, and I think this with a lot of other songs too, where it's like that I love that aren't me at all. Mm-hmm. That I'm just like, guys, like listen to these, like listen to the words. Like what are we? Like, do you hear what they're saying? Let's actually listen and maybe change things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of how I feel. And I was worried about that with your power of people just being like, oh, chill song, instead of like actually listening to what I'm saying. And
no, I think we all heard it.
And I think people heard it. And it makes me feel really good. For sure. The response from that song live is really, makes me feel really good. Because it might be my favorite song that I have as well. And it's my favorite song to sing. I really love singing that song, and it feels so good, and I feel really proud of the lyrics. And yeah, I feel like it doesn't, if I can be honest and like a little cocky, like it's aged really well. It feels feels a little timeless to me, and I feel really happy about that. And I don't feel like that with a lot of my songs. And that one I feel like,
I think it hits every time.
Yeah.
Even on repeat, I'm like, it's starting again.
Thank you. Oh my God. Yeah, that's
thank
so
you so much for your time. Good luck with the tour.
Thank you.
Don't need it. I'll be over TikTok. I'll see all the TikToks again. I'll be like, she's my girl.
Oh my God. I'm on your For You page.
Thanks so much, Billy.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
Ba ba. Whenever it plays, we've got to do it, baby. It's a Hot Nights session.
I still play it.
Sorry, guys, I have to rock out.
Well, Abby. That's right, Abby Chatfield.
Rock you like a hurricane.
Now this I'd like to see.
Say it again.
Well, Abby.
Oh, yeah.
Play guitar for you and me.
Oh, every time I hear that, I imagine Kai's face going, well, this I'd like to see.
I like
and him
that,
laughing to himself.
I was going
to
say, that's my favourite part in that is when he laughs to himself and decided to keep it in the audio.
This I'd like to see. But I think it's like, oh, sorry.
Sorry, what are you laughing at?
Sorry. Oh. Rowan's taken off his jumper.
Oh, it's a bit hot. It's just getting a bit hot in here.
Bit hot in here. Yeah. Hot nights!
I've just got a fun shirt on.
So everyone here, let's just recap what's happening. Okay, so because I want to meet Post Malone, I have this very long, very whirlwindy idea to learn to play one of his songs on guitar. The issue is I have no musical ability.
Well, I can sing a little bit. I
can't really sing at all. Shut up. Don't be mean. That's actually quite mean.
No, it's not bad.
Yeah, rock on, I guess. I'm an amazing lyricist, but that's it.
Oh my God, you're an MC.
When I sing Walter in the morning, I'm like, what are we going to the beach? We're going to the beach. Where beach? Where should we go? Rose Bay?
Rose Bay. So you're Double a good, you're a very good freestyler.
Yeah. But anyway, so I've been trying to learn guitar from scratch. Now we've gone as far as buying me a guitar, a 3/4 size guitar, because
mine's a full
beautiful
size.
One.
It's quite big though.
Really good, but a bit too big for me. You've taught me the basics.
Yep.
I've learned a little lick to Seven Nation Army.
Yeah, there you go.
And you've taught me as much as you can, I think.
Yeah,
but I've requested.
Who?
I didn't care who it was. I actually didn't mind. You could have gotten me anyone, like any guitar teacher.
But
you could have gotten me, you know, an employee of Reddit for all I care.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they do love their guitar over Reddit.
Well, they're very good at guitar at Reddit.
Yeah.
I could have gotten me just a subscription to something, but instead you went out of your way to ask someone if they could teach me guitar.
Good friend of mine.
Sorry, my
name. Know, they're, I mean, everyone knows Peking Duck. You might just think they're DJs. Yeah, they are, but they're also great musicians.
Great musicians.
They'll have their solo things going on. Ruben's doing yoga, which is you're only great always. And
it's great.
Adam.
Who's Adam?
He's doing Kelly Holiday.
Yeah, I don't mind Kelly Holiday.
So,
and you're wearing a Kelly Holiday t-shirt. That's why I was laughing before, because you took off your jumper and you revealed a Kelly Holiday t-shirt, which made me think your conversation with him requesting to teach me guitar may have gone well.
So I did text good old Hydos.
Oh, yeah, our best friend Hylos.
Yeah, I just texted him and you know, I was pretty nice.
What'd you say?
I just have been trying to teach Abby guitar so she can riff for Post Malone when he's here. I don't think I can teach her anymore. Would you be able to give her one of your best Kelly Holiday lessons? We would all be so appreciative.
I wouldn't really mind either way, but...
So he did reply, but of course he replied in a voice message.
His voice is so so average.
It's sexy.
So
it's
hot. It's so hot.
Even I like voice noting, but I just keep it
going.
Oh,
my God. Yeah, me too.
Conversation finishes and I just keep
it
going.
Not that we talk. Sorry.
Well, we're friends. Why are you talking? Anyway,
no,
here you go.
Sorry, I voice noted
so
you.
This is what...
I don't know.
Do you need a sec?
Sorry. I actually don't know why I said that.
I don't remember what you said. But his voice is sexy.
Hot. Sorry, I'm just tired after Billie Eilish today.
Yeah, I get it. This is what he had to say to me after I asked whether or not he'd help with the guitar lessons.
My brother, good to hear from you, man. Yeah, I'm back. Let's hang for sure.
Sweet.
I've been seeing you've been teaching Abby the old gat, the old git. Yeah, dude, I'm down. I'm down to help out wherever. Abby's a legend. Your family.
Sweet.
It's all cool in the gang. Let me know what I need to do and I'll be there.
It's cool, isn't he?
He's pretty cool.
You look a bit flustered. Because the good thing, so basically, I think what makes a good guitarist is
being calm.
Being calm. Great hands. Good with their fingers.
Wouldn't know. Wouldn't know.
Okay, great. And then you've never seen him play.
Not live.
Oh, okay. Oh, haven't you?
Oh. I haven't seen him play live.
Good show.
I think I might. Yeah, anyway.
Sounds like he will help you. And you know what? He's very cool. He's very calm.
Do you reckon he's going to be supportive? What do you think? He's going to be like a
super
mean
supportive
teacher.
Super supportive.
Sometimes I need discipline, though. You need to be told
what to do a bit, dude.
No, but I need maybe. Oh my God. Sometimes I need.
He
someone.
Can discipline. For me to say, she will
discipline
need.
Her.
She will need some discipline.
Because
I might.
You know what? Because I'll go. Adam, this is boring. Do you get a drink?
No, but see, that's what you can't do. You're meant to just go. Hey, listen. I understand you're extremely attractive and you look good with your hands.
He's so attractive.
I need to learn guitar for Post Malone. Maybe he can teach you some. I don't know. I didn't teach you any chords.
I can learn a Kelly Holiday song.
Oh, yeah? I want to know where you feel. Great song. Okay, so now he's ready to help. Maybe we need to get him on the show and see what he will teach you or something.
I guess if we have to. Are we going to do lessons in the studio or, like, at my house?
We will talk about that tomorrow, maybe. Oh, I'm voting house.
What? I don't really mind either way.
Hot Nights Podcast.
I had to bring something up.
All right.
This morning I saw something that initially I was okay with.
Right.
Then I thought about it and I thought, disturbing. So I was getting coffee with a friend. We were about to go for a walk together.
Yep.
He's on the phone.
Sure.
So I'm there with my own thoughts, right? I'm not distracted talking to him. He's on the phone.
It's dangerous, guys. It's dangerous.
And I go, I'm standing in line and there's this kid in front of me. When I say kid, I mean like maybe like a year 11 kid.
Okay.
Not like a four-year-old.
That's his kid.
Right, there's this kid.
That's his kid.
There's this kid in front of me,
he's
right?
He's got a scooter. And I'm furious.
He's got a Razor scooter. And I'm going, what?
The JD bug.
So he's in line and I've gone, oh, why is this kid at the cafe might be getting a little cookie or something?
Milkshake, maybe?
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's a chalky milkshake.
Yum.
He goes up there and he goes, this is literally how he sounds. Hey, mate, can I get a latte?
Is he a tradie? Sure.
And I go, hold on. Then my brain, I thought, just order you, because I was trying to remember my friend's coffee order. So I was going, just remember the coffee order, get through this.
Yeah,
five. Before you really absorb how disturbed you are. My brain, you know how like brains protect you and they get rid of memories if they're too traumatic?
This.
That's what happened with this. Because I thought, I've got to just get through. I just got to finish my task, then I can deal with it later.
All right.
Finishing, I was, again, standing there, waiting. We're both waiting together for our coffees. My friend is still on the phone. Classic.
Standard.
Classic. Cappuccino. Get a grip. And latte for whatever his name is. Goes up, gets it. And I go, this has crossed a line. So I put in the group chat. I went, guys, children with coffee. Children?
It's not a
well,
child.
16-year-olds. Here's the thing. Where this was across the road from a very expensive school in Sydney.
Wow, that says and it all,
doesn't
it?
Well, I reckon, first of all, at the age of 16, what could you possibly need coffee for? I had three jobs in year 12.
Oh, yeah.
At one time, everyone, just so you're aware.
Yeah. It's a fun drink. A little latte.
Totally, but it's like, get a boost juice. Like, what are you doing? Like, get a little freshly squeezed OJ. Get a chalky milk. Like, what? I reckon, this is my theory, I reckon this kid, I'm saying kid, 16-year-old.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I'm with you, yeah.
Is cosplaying.
Oh.
His dad.
Investment banker.
I reckon he thinks, oh, dad goes to work every day and, like,
Gets
a coffee, gets his latte in his blue blazer, just like me. And, yeah, just a latte, thanks, mate.
Oh, yeah. Just a latte.
You have 45 years of that. Let me tell you, if that's the race you're running...
Oh, it's a long one.
It's a long one, and it's also an incredibly boring one. Your lattes only give you joy the first week at your new corporate job. Then you have to focus on other things.
Like the job.
The actual job, and you'll actually want to quit. So it disturbed me. And I don't know why. Actually, all day I was thinking I would get shivers thinking about this.
I don't think it's that bad.
Hey, sorry. Do any kids you know order a latte? Enjoy your youth.
Yeah, I think you should. Yeah. Enjoy your youth.
Get a chalky milkshake.
Like I said in the WhatsApp group, so we less caffeine in a latte, warm coffee-flavoured milk, effectively. Then a Red Bull. I remember when we were at school, we were rolling past Woolworths before class, get one of those 500 ml cans.
No, you shouldn't drink Red Bull either. Sorry, Red Bull, if you're my sponsor.
I do love Red Bull, so hit me up in the DMs.
You love Red Bull.
I love Red Bull. But if you're going to have anything, maybe a latte, it's just like milk. And then coffee's like vegan, keto. It's one of the best things ever.
I'm not saying it's bad for him.
You just don't like that he ordered a...
Can I have a latte? Thanks, mate.
I think if he ordered a cappuccino...
Sorry?
Cappuccino, not cool. Because that is like what mum and dad get, or nan gets.
Okay.
It's less coffee, it's foam.
Okay,
it's
but
chocolate.
It's actually stronger coffee, turns out. It actually tastes stronger because there's foam.
Yes,
less liquid.
Yes, I'll give you that. Yes.
So don't say less coffee. I don't mind a cappuccino, okay?
I don't know what?
If you're going to come here and tell me. If you're going to come here and tell me that my cappuccino isn't valid. Here's the thing, Rowan. Growing up, the happiest part of my Thursday evenings before I went to dancing was getting a little spoonful of mum's cappuccino froth. And I'm an adult. And if I want to have a cappuccino with some sugar and chocolate combination on top, in fact, I have a coffee machine at home and I bought some Vittoria coffee.
Oh, shite.
A chocolate sprinkles. I bought that.
Mate, the reason that there's such a fond memory is not because you love cappuccinos.
One Magaccino, please.
Exactly. Magaccino. So more foam. You just like the chocolate like every other child likes when mum gets a cappuccino.
Yeah. I'm sorry that I don't want to grow up. Sorry that I want to stay in my youth, baby.
Oh, righto, Peter Pan.
Sorry. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, sorry. But the thing is, actually, here's what's happened here. I think this kid getting a latte is too old. Too young to get a latte. And you think I'm too young to get a cappuccino.
Yep.
Essentially, yeah.
Yep.
So we've actually shape-shifted. So I should be getting a latte. He should be getting chalky milk.
Yes.
And then Laura, my mum, should be getting... A Magaccino, no sugar, I'm sweet enough, thanks.
Yes. Okay, and actually, cool. Laura getting Magaccino on brand. Magaccino?
Magaccino, darling. Oh, Magaccino. Thank you, darling.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Well, okay. Let's ask the people on 131060.
Yep.
What do you do that's a bit old? Like, what do you do, you know, do you go to sleep at like 5:30 p.m?
A bit old for, yeah,
a bit old for you. What do you do?
Oh, I mean, like, I reckon the friendship bracelets are not really...
Crocheting for sure. The crochet, Rowan crochets.
I'm a crame.
I get cappuccinos, which is everyone's coming for me about the cappuccinos. Apparently, Max came for me this afternoon about it as well.
Yeah, I would agree.
This kid latte. Is getting a latte. Give us a call 131060. What do you do that's way too old for you?
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
So I was disturbed today. I saw a kid buying a coffee. And the thing is, I don't, the health things, whatever. The issue for me was that it was inappropriate. And I think it was a cosplay of an investment banker. That's what I thought.
Yeah, it's fair. That's
I thought it was live your youth. Enjoy your chalky milkshakes while you can. Because when you get into the real world, kid, it's not fun. Corporate life is not fun.
I tell you what, if there's one regret I have, I wish I mucked around more. You know, yeah. Just didn't. I wish I cared a whole lot less when I was 16.
Me too. And I wish I just kept having chalky milkshakes.
That's what I'm saying.
Because my lactose, I have issues. My lactose tolerance has gotten quite low. It's lowering, it's lowering as I get older.
Is it really?
Yeah, like I used
funny
to have
tummy and stuff.
You used to have like smash chalky muckers.
Would you?
Yeah.
Especially chalky muckers.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Now?
I had a Milo at Chrissy Swan's house the other day and felt a bit weird after.
Oh, that's a milk thing for sure.
Mummies though. All right, so we asked you all because you think that me having cappuccinos is too old for me.
Yes, it is.
This kid having a latte is too old for him. So we asked, what do you do if it's too old for you? Jody, what do you do?
Well, I've been drinking coffee since I was about 8.
Cool, Jody. I mean, why?
Macona's, Jody.
What did you need at 8 years old? Oh. Why did you need a coffee, Jody?
I just liked it. You know, Nummies. Everybody was having it. I mean, well, I'm not talking lattes or anything. Yeah, it was the good old Blend 43.
Of course it was.
Nummies. I would sip my mum's Blend 43 as well because it was fun to make your mum and grandma.
Now
like, you know,
it all comes out.
But I'm ordering a latte from the boathouse, just for an example of what it is.
Oh, you're the boathouse.
The boathouse. Ordering a latte from the boathouse in Rosemary.
That's on brand. Yeah.
On the harbour.
The harbour,
on the
darling.
Harbour. Right, okay. Jackie, what do you do that's too old for you?
Well, my partner thinks that I'm really old when I dip my biscuits in coffee.
Come on, Jackie.
I do that.
Come on, Jackie.
If you get a Vicky at a cafe, do you get so excited?
Yes.
Because you're like, it's time to dip. I'm going to get dipping.
Yum.
I'm going
to
start
and
dipping.
And I try to do it on the sly as well in public.
Oh, you're ashamed. Dip away.
No, you can't be public dipping, Jackie.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't
even
be
double dip, Jackie.
Not
double
the double
dip.
Dip.
Double dip, Jackie.
In public, not the
yes.
Dip.
Yana. Is it Yana or Jana?
Just Jana.
Jana. Jana?
Jana.
Jana, sorry, God. Jana. The hybrid. Yeah. Hybrid.
Jana?
Two beautiful like names made into another beautiful name.
Jana.
Sorry, Jana.
Jana.
What do you do that you think is too old for you?
I started crocheting and knitting when I got pregnant with my twins.
Yeah.
And I used to call my nan. She lives in New Zealand. She's like 83. And she used to, like, tell me how to do it over the phone. She used to be like, oh, you're doing it wrong. You're not doing it right. You're supposed to loop. And
pull.
I'm like, God, I don't know what to do. And she'd send me over these jackets and socks and everything. She goes, here you go. You can teach, like, learn from that.
Once it's already done. Once it's already made.
Already done.
Yeah, because she didn't think I could do it right, which is probably right.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure you can now. Have you knitted all your baby's different things?
No, they were the same because I could only do it like one way.
Right, okay.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Hey guys.
Wow.
Bringing you the best news to you, for you, live from the top of the Hot Nights News Tower. This is Good News Tuesday.
Yes. Welcome, everybody, to Good News Tuesday. I'm your co-host, Rowan Edwards, and with me, as always, the lovely, the divine, the stunning Abby Chatfield. Hey, darling, how are you?
Rowan, we spoke about the compliments of my looks.
I'm allowed to compliment your looks, darling. I'm just allowed to say you look
that
bad.
That was a joke, everyone. Don't cancel Rowan.
Leave me alone. We are friends.
We were cosplaying. News presenters who hate each other.
Yeah, we are friends. This is okay.
We're friends. It's okay. Anyway, Good News Tuesday. We love it. We had some great news. My news was that I remember to take my dog to daycare.
Yep, remembered,
and
yes.
Yours?
Was that I get my... Hang on. What is it? You've forgotten already. Are you joking?
Wait, hang on.
We were just on air.
Hang on. Yours? What? Wait. Music on. Yours was that you get your license back in a month. Oh my God, sorry.
Bit on.
Sorry.
It's a bit on.
So actually, that's actually bad.
No, it's funny because you were like, yeah, you did deserve it. But clearly, you...
that's just an automatic reaction.
You just went, get him.
Yeah, get him.
But then left everything.
Roasting you on autopilot.
Yeah, that could be a new tagline. Yeah, Abby Chatfield, roasting you on autopilot. We asked you 13 10 60. What is your good news on this Tuesday? Hello, Gabby.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Gabby. What's your good news?
Oh my God! So my partner's a seafarer. He's been at sea for the last 2 months. Not only is he home, but he's taking me to Vanuatu.
Oh! Ooh,
ooh la la!
Naughty seafarer.
Vanuatu, fun. That'll be amazing.
That'd be very good. Hello, Jenny.
Hi, Jenny. What's your good news?
Good news, Abby and
Rowan.
Rowan.
Is that I went to the letterbox and I thought, oh no, another bill. Oh. So when I opened it up and read it, it was only a reminder of when I had to pay my next instalment of that particular bill. So I was happy.
Yay!
I thought she said letterbox, and I was like, what do you got in the letterbox?
Wait, so you already knew about the bill existing, and now you've gone, oh, what a relief. That's actually really good.
Yeah.
It's just a reminder.
What a relief, Jenny. I love it.
Thanks, Jenny. Hello, Maddie.
Hello.
Maddie, what's your good news?
Well, I have finally got my moon boot off after fracturing and tearing a ligament in my ankle.
That's great, because written here it says moon boat, and I next to your name, and does. I was like,
what's a moon boat?
She's going on a moon boat, like a moon. But you know what? Moon boot off is actually much better than going on a moonlit cruise.
Oh yeah.
I mean, maybe you could do that next.
Maybe
moon boot on a moon boat.
Oh, sorry, I'm just a bit off put that Jenny just said Abby and
No, because you know.
And
what?
Then you forgot what I said. I feel like I'm not even warranted here. This is not good Tuesday.
Or wanted.
Valid. Who cares? I can't even speak.
You can. You're a very good speaker, and you should be more confident in your abilities.
Unbelievable.
This sad song.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
Everyone, something big happened today. Rowan, you weren't there.
Yeah, I didn't get an invite. Thanks. Oh, thanks, Trin.
Sorry.
Very quick. Quick to laugh.
It was skeleton staff only.
It was skeleton staff. And my ankle still sore, and I was icing it, so I was at home.
Well, that's the thing.
And my ego, by
the way. Were you crocheting? We should have crocheted Billie Eilish. Oh, my God.
Why are we only thinking of this now? She would have loved that, too. She loves that.
I should have gone, ugh.
You know,
because she needs you to give it to her. It's like, oh, my friend, my co-host, you know what I mean?
She'd be like, well, where is he?
Yeah, and it'd be very awkward. She'd be like, why isn't he invited? And I'd be like, I don't know. Got a sore ankle, icing it currently. Yeah. It'd be a whole thing. And then our 7 minutes with her, it's up.
Actually, that's
and
hard.
And we spent 7 minutes explaining about the crochet. Yeah, anyway, Billy, if you want it, DM us.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know. But something very exciting happened today.
Yeah.
Not for me. Not even for Max, really. But for Trin.
For me. Trin.
It was a first Trini.
Yeah.
Tell us what happened.
Okay, well, we just met Billy Cyrus.
Billy Ray. Not Billy Ray.
Don't break my heart.
We just met Billie Eilish, and, you know, we just filmed all the interview and it was like on a high, like, this is exciting. You did great, Abby. You smashed that. We were walking out real happy. We were just trying to find a taxi. And I was like, what's going on? Like, has someone followed us? Like, what? Did someone take a photo? Like, I didn't even think paparazzi. I just was like, random. Mm. And then I realized. And I was like, oh. Because I've never been in paparazzi photos before. Yeah. And I was like, do we stop talking? Do we act natural? Do we give them a pose? Like, what do we do?
Show me, bum.
Well, this is the thing. I just go, hey. And then I just kind of look awkward. And then I go, wait, this could be a chance for a hot photo of me. So I just try to look hot. Max has been papped before.
Max took your shirt off.
I didn't take my shirt off.
Shirt off.
No, I used to work at the block at Channel 9, so there's like heaps of photos of me holding clipboards in worker boots with like Scotty Cam or like Shelly Craft.
That's great.
Like,
but then drama. Today you had a clipboard again.
I know, it's so weird. This is like all of my papped photos are with clipboards.
Clipboards. There's something about the cornerstone of clipboards.
Am I often carrying a clipboard?
Never here.
Never. I've never seen you with a clipboard until today. I also, like, I love that you had the clipboard with the arts and crafts because you made arts and crafts. Laminated question palm cards.
Palm cards for you.
Palm cards.
And that's why we needed the clipboard.
Yeah.
So it actually was a rarity that you had the clipboard, but they got you again. You know what it was, actually? I reckon it wasn't about me.
No, They got a tip off.
It's
the guy from the block.
Because we got a coffee before the interview, and I reckon they've gone, oh my God, that guy from the block. The clipboard man from the block is here. Get him.
What color was it? Green? Green little. Green clipboard?
No, it was a black clipboard, but with the branding on it.
So. With the hit branding. Fantastic. Thank you, Dave Cameron. We'll love that, Big Boss. But yeah, it's quite intrusive, isn't it?
Yeah, it actually made me feel really weird afterwards.
Yeah.
And I actually, it gave me so much more like respect for you because you're so took it in your stride. Whereas I was like, I know they're not trying to get the photo of me, so I didn't really care as much. But I'm like, imagine if someone's trying to get a photo of me and I'm just trying to live my life. And
yeah, it's annoying. Pick up dog poo or like. And I've been the phone manager or something.
I'm the complete opposite. So, because I'm always dating it to the famous person, I'm always like, okay, now strut closer. Don't cut me out.
Flex, onside profile.
I love it. Ron, what would you have done?
I would have thrown like the middle fingers up. I would have made it look like I was a badass because I'm just
hell
I'm
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's a hell yeah.
Hot Nights. Let me
tell you. Hot Nights Podcast.
This is a Hot Nights content warning. The following content may offend you. So please turn off your radio now.
Or if you're kind of curious, you know, just keep it on.
It's time for
Naughty After 8:40.
So we should maybe do our sexy voice. Sexy.
Oh. Hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Rowan.
Abby.
I got a question for you.
You know, you can ask me whatever you like, baby.
Anything I like.
Anything you want. You
unless
get.
Oh. We say the safe word.
Husey.
Husey.
Husey. It's Bluetooth or Husey. Remember it's Husey.
Husey. This Hot Night safe word is Husey.
Yeah. Husey. Husey. Is stop.
But it's actually something you would never say during sex. And the thing is.
I don't think. Why would you be saying Husey?
I'm just saying, maybe you're saying Husey. Maybe he's on our mind a lot. We say it a lot during the show.
I do love Husey.
Oh my God. It's so Husey.
Husey. I forgot all about that.
Anyway, speaking of nicknames.
What?
Do you ever know a little nickname?
For what?
For your partners.
Oh. Wow. No. Yeah. I've only ever, one time I did.
Hell yeah, what was it?
But it was my high school girlfriend.
Yeah, what was it?
I used to call her Betty. And I had no idea why I would
damn
call her
Betty. Gravy, you're so vicious, you're so clean, so delicious. You manifested that song.
Oh, you know why? I think because Betty Boop was a bit of a babe. I called her Betty.
That's pretty cool, man.
I called her Betty.
That's pretty cool.
Shout out to you, Alex, if you're listening.
Hey, Alex. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, baby.
Hell yeah.
What about you? You have any nicknames? You'd have some filthy ones. I feel like you.
No, but you know what I was talking about the other night with someone?
What were you talking about?
I was telling them, we're talking about like.
What night was this?
Words to call genitalia.
Were you?
Yeah. And I said that my friend in high school, her boyfriend used to call her poussoir. Johnny Burger.
No. You can't be calling it the Johnny Burger.
Johnny Burger.
You can't be calling it the Johnny Burger.
You can.
No, you
and
can't.
We all found out at a pool party, we were all at his house, and we were like, not Johnny Burger, mate. Not the Johnny Burger. Anyway, this isn't about genitalia. This is about partners.
So naming your partners, like nicknames.
Nicknames,
oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Yes, I have a list, yes.
Here's a list of names. Should we go one for one?
Yeah.
If anyone out there is wanting to find a nickname for their partner, the perfect nickname, to be horny and naughty.
Yeah.
Just like this show. Listen to this.
Lip the gremlin away. No, not now.
Stop. Ready?
Oh, yeah.
I'll begin.
Yeah.
So if your partner's really into food, beefcakes. Not for me.
I wouldn't be calling them
beefcakes. Let's rate them. I reckon beefcakes is like a 2 out of 10.
Okay, 2. Butterfingers. Oh.
Nah, because that gives me thrush. Yeah, thrush.
Not
thrush.
Good.
If you've butter on your fingers, I put them inside me. Honey buns. I like honey a lot.
Cute.
I love being called honey.
Honey.
All right, honey. Bye.
Oh. Good buns.
Good buns.
Stud muffin.
Ew.
That's not cool.
Very 1991.
Oh, next one's a good one.
Horn dog. You know what? Horn dog.
There's a lot.
You ain't not a man.
By the way, these are all if your partner's really into food.
Food. But like, isn't everyone like, food is nummies.
So there's a few little sub kind of subjects here. Like, why don't we just go straight to miscellaneous horny nicknames?
Great. Okay, because we've got really into sports, bouncy balls. Why would you call someone bouncy balls?
Just
Pony,
her.
Tiger, pop culture, chef,
okay, Hugh
Jasmine.
Thor, king of my ass guard. That's the best. That's great.
Incredible Hulk. Ew. Okay, so miscellaneous horn, Stiffy. It's
G'day.
Not a nickname.
No, that's just
it's
what you
vulgarity.
Get.
It's a vulgarity.
It's what you get.
It's what you get.
Major Wood. No, I don't know. Who wrote this list?
I don't know. Someone who's very single. Willie Stroker. Wait. Who's the Willie Stroker, the partner? I guess if you both have Willies. You know what I mean? Like, is the person who is a reference them stroking their own willy, or I'm stroking their willy? You know what I mean?
Number
also, I hate the word willy.
number 10 on this list is just Richard. That's my dad's name. Not that horny.
That's a 0 out of 10. Leave it that.
No, it's just Abby Sheffield.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Hot Nights, Abby Sheffield. We are finished up for a Tuesday. Fun show. Billie Eilish, yeah, baby.
So long, farewell. Auf Wiedersehen, adieu, adieu, adieu. To you and you and you.
So now you get to go home and practice some more guitar.
Wait, is that even Smoke on the Water? Wrong song still. Okay, I need some help, Adam.
All right. See you tomorrow, guys, from 7. Bye-bye.
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Gotta have some hot